Welcome to the Equipers Church Budapest podcast. We hope today's message will encourage and inspire you. For more information, check equiperschurch.hu.
So we are speaking about Queen Esther. Pastor Miro said in one of his preaching that this is the Christian version of Cinderella. And that's really, really cute. I like that. We all girls love Cinderella stories. But this is... When I finished my Bible school one-year training in America, I preached my first sermon there. They asked me to preach at the graduation first sermon, and the sermon was about Esther. So I love this woman. I love the story of this woman. And I hope you know the story. And if not, I really encourage you to read the whole chapter. It's the whole book. It's a beautiful book. It's a powerful book. But I want to speak... I want to take some lessons from Esther's story this time. And I want to speak about things that she did few times, but once she did them before she was praying and fasting, and another one she did after she was praying and fasting, and what a change it made in her life. And not only in her life, but it changed the history of the world. And until this day, it is celebrated. Until this day. And I just really want to say that, you know, if we are facing situations where we need a breakthrough, prayer and fasting is incredible tool. Incredible tool. And if you haven't experienced that yet, if you never tried it, I really hope that after this preaching, you will get inspired to try it. To really try, to really get closer to the Lord and to really seek Him. So we will look at the visible differences in Esther's life and the invisible favor she got, which was so important for the thing that changed everything. So we will speak, I want to speak about three things. I want to speak about the preparation, how to enter before the king, how she did it before fast, and how she did it after fast, because she came before the king a few times. We will speak about the way she came before the king, and we will speak about how she came before fast to the king, and it was different how she came after the fast to the king, the way she came before the king. And the third one we will speak is about the result she got from the king, because that's a game changer. Yes? So are you ready? Can we go? Okay, so let's speak about the preparation, how to enter before the king. See, the first time when Esther came to the king, she was actually part of a group of ladies, young virgin girls, who were chosen to come before the king because the king needed a new queen. Well, to enter before this king wasn't that easy as we think, because this king was mad at the queen that was before. He was humiliated, he was hurt, he was not happy what happened in his life with Queen, and there were supposed to come new girls to find a favor. I mean, I think that's a pretty hard position, you know. Imagine that you have to enter before the king, who is not really the happy, pleasant king we kind of read in the books and see in the movies. This was not the case. This king was not like that. But the first time when Esther came before the king, you know what? She spent her time in physical beauty salon. It says in Esther chapter 2, verse 12, that before a young woman's turn came to go to the king Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments. I mean, I'm signing up. That's pretty cool. Prescribed for the woman. Sorry, guys. 6 months with oil or myrrh. I have no idea what it is, but it sounds good. And 6 with perfumes and cosmetic. I mean, that's pretty good, wasn't it? So the first time she was coming, before she was coming to the king to meet him, she spent 1 year of preparing wellness, getting ready. Well, the second time, she came before the king after the prayer and fast. She spent this time in her spiritual beauty salon. She knew that this time, oils, perfumes, beauty is not enough. this time there has to be different wellness. This time, when she has to go before the king, she needs more than just perfume, more than just relaxed body, more than just nice smell. See, this time in Esther 4 chapter verse 16, it says, when Mordecai, her cousin, actually approached her and said what was happening, the situation got very serious. Not only her life, because she was a Jew, but the life of the whole people of her nation were at stake, because bad guy in this story, there are always bad guys, named Haman, wanted to kill and destroy all the Jews. And he made the king send a letter out that all the Jews are going to die. And Haman was happy, and Esther had to decide what to do. And so she knew that when she is going to go before the king to ask her nation, ask for her life, she needs a different treatment this time. So it says, go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. And I just want to say, if you fast, night includes. We don't eat during night. We fast as well during night. And then it says, my mates and I will do the same. You know, I have to stop here. I really like this sentence because I realized she had an e-group. She had an e-group in the palace. She already had her girls. She trained. This, I really believe it wasn't like she made them to fast. They were on board with her. There were some ladies that were on board with her, that loved her, that she trained and they understood and they fasted with her. And then, through it is against the law, I will go see the king again, and if I must die, I must die. See, the first one, it was about being accepted by the king, the first entrance that she was in Salon. It was about being accepted, but this second time, it was about having a favor. And that's very different. For that, look is not enough. For that, something has to change. The preparation for having a favor had to be different than the preparation for being accepted. This time, she needed more than just acceptance. But, you know, she wouldn't be able to get the second entrance if she would not have the first one as well. First, she had to have her position so she could have the second one. See, the way she prepared for the first time, it gave her position, but the way she prepared for the king second time gave her a favor. It gave her a favor. See, and both are very important. Without position, she wouldn't be able to fight for the favor before the king for her nation. Without position, she wouldn't be able to go again before him to fight for the salvation for her nation. But Mordecai said to her, your position next to the king is not enough, only will not just save you. It will not save your family. It will not save the nation. If we rely totally on only on our position next to the king, that will not save the family. That will not save the nation. We need the fasting and praying because we need to come before the king, not only to have our position, but as well to get a favor for change. It says, and Mordecai said to her in Esther chapter 4, 13, 14, he said to her, don't think for a moment that because you are in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. Don't think that your position will save the nation. Don't think that your position will save you. If you keep quiet at a time like this, you know, there are certain times when we can be quiet. Deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows? And this is a sentence that a question that we all have to sometimes give ourselves. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. See, I want to tell you a secret. It's great when we get our position before Jesus and Christ. That's when we become his children. And I love to be a child of God. I love that I have my position. I love that I can call myself that I know who Jesus is. I know who the Father is. And it's great to know that. But you know, we are not called just to be children of God. We are called to be heirs as well. There is a difference between being a child and being an heir. See, in Galatians chapter 4:7, it says, you are no longer a slave, but the child of God. That's a position. Okay, that's a position. You are a child of God. And since you are his child, God also made you an heir. That's a whole nother level. To be heir, it's a whole nother level. See, if your it is our responsibility to grow and bring difference. Slave can do a lot. To be a child is beautiful and great, but to be heir is a game changer. That's when we can do something. When we have heritage, when we know what we inherited, that's when we can change the future. That's when we can do something with that. But we need a favor for that. We need a favor how to come before the king, how to use our heritage, how to manage our heritage, how to work with that. So how to get to this position? How to get to this position when we come before the king? How to come before the king? So this is the second thing that I want to speak about Esther. The way she came before the king. You know, there are different ways she came. See, when it is time for audience that will change the direction of you and your family, your nation, we need to sometimes do that. There are times when we need to come before the king, not only for our own position, but to come before the king to bring the change for our family, to bring a change for our nation, to make a change in something. The first time it was all about the position. Am I going to be a queen? It was all about getting new identity. She became a queen. Knowing that this is what she was really born for. And it was beautiful when she found out, yes. Finding maybe meaning in life. That's all, everything, all this, when we are dealing with this, it's all still only about our position. And it is very important to have this experience. We need to know who we are. We need to know where we are placed. We need to know if we are accepted. But the second time, she had to initiate and take a risk. The second time when she was coming before the king, she had to take a risk. So the first time when she came, she took advice. And that's, I really like that about Esther. I think that's really beautiful. The first time when she came, she took advice. It says in Esther chapter 2, verse 15, when it was Esther's turn to go to the king first time, she accepted the advice of Haggai, the eunuch in charge of the harem, and she asked for nothing except what he suggested. And she was admired by everyone who saw her. But the second time, she had to make a risk and she had to make something. She had to, and you know what she did? She organized a party and mobilized others to pray for the favor. I like that. The first time she received advice, but the second time she was the one who organized. She was the one who mobilized. See, she chose the right way. It's always party, guys. Food is always the right way. I have 3 sons, 1 husband. Believe me, food is always the right way. Yes? But you know what? She chose the right words as well. Not only she created event, but she as well chose the right words. And that's how she came before the king. She humbled herself. And Toby was preaching about that. You could listen to it last week, what the fasting does with us. It humbles us. It changes us. See, praying and fasting is the right tool that this can make in us. When we started to pray, and fast at the beginning. We went with Miro on fast for 5 days only on water. And we talked with Toby. And Toby went on the fast as well. And we asked him, so Toby, how long are you going to fast? And he said, Mom, when you finish, you tell me I need to do longer. And so we were laughing. But those of you who fasted longer, you know that when you are just on the water, you become quiet after a while. You use your energy wisely because your body becomes tired, you become more quiet, and you just slow down. It humbles us. It makes us more sensitive. And Kika said after 1 week, Toby was so good. He was so calm. He was so quiet. Unusually, because you know, Toby, that he has a drive. He is strong. So that was really funny. I was laughing at that one sentence. But you know, praying and fasting is the way how to find the right way, how to position our hearts, how to get favor for our words. But still, if we do not take the position and make the step of risk, we don't act like heirs. We have to make a risk. We have to not only get the right attitude, not only to get humble, but we have to stand before the King again. And we have to speak. We have to find the favor for our words. And we have to use the right words. And we can find these words by praying and fasting. That's what happened to Esther. We have to risk. We have to grow. We have to come again before the King. It's not, this time is not only for us, but this time is actually for the future, for your family future, for the future of this nation. This time we need new victories, guys. And I hope this is what we are receiving from this time of praying and fasting. This is something that we will take on. This cannot finish with this day. This cannot finish with just, okay, we've done our 21-day prayer and fast, finished. No, we need more victories. We need breakthroughs. We need breakthroughs. Maybe you say to yourself, well, it's enough that I am just a child of God. It's good just to live my life, to be safe, just to know I am okay. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. It's good. It feels good, but only for some time. If this satisfies us, in all of our life, we will deal only with our identity. See, and I believe that actually that's what the devil wants. If you already became a child of God, he wants you to just be okay and do nothing. Don't become dangerous child of God. Don't become a person who is praying and fasting because that's dangerous for the devil. If you are just not taking the risk again with Jesus and not fighting for the future, but you step back and you just say, but it's okay, I'm just saved. All your life will turn all around and you will constantly just work on your identity. Because the place here is about position, who I am before God. But if you want to get a victory, you need to step out. We need to pray and fast. We need to look for ways how to enter the King and how to see new victories. And I really want to challenge us. Don't get satisfied with only being saved. There is more for you. You were born for such a time as this. God has a plan for your life. There are victories for your life. There are new things that God has planned for you. It's not only to be Christian. He created you with purpose. Each one of us, we have a purpose. Each one of us, we can make difference. Each one of us, when we position ourselves right before the King, when we pray and fast and we get the favor, when we learn how to come before the King in the right way, we can make difference. This can make difference. And I really want to tell you, devil's plan is to always to bring you back, just to doubt your position, just to doubt if you are okay, just to doubt if you are saved. But God's plan for you is to save the family, save the nations. We see the breakthrough. Pray prayers that are not only about you, not only about me. I love how Esther came before the king. She showed respect and honor. That's what she got from praying and fasting. I bet that's what she was praying for. God, show me how should I approach the king now. How should I make him to change a law? Because, you know, when a king sent out the word, sent out the letter, this is going to happen. All Jews are going to die. It was almost like a law. It wasn't like he could take it back. It wasn't like, okay, sorry, guys. Mistake. No. Change mine. No. When it was out, king doesn't change mind like that. To have him change the word that he gave out, it had to be so strong. It had to be so powerful. It had to be favor. It had to be favor. And I love how Esther, when she was praying and fasting, I can imagine her, how she was there and she was like, Lord, show me how to come before the king. Show me how to get the favor. Show me how should I talk to him. What should I tell him? I mean, what would you tell a man who probably is going to kill you? Because usually that's what he would do, because this was extremely dangerous what she did. What would you tell? You would really think words you will use. And she comes before the king and she shows respect and honor. She communicates her submission to a such level she was ready to put the life, her life, into the hands of this king who already decided that she and her nation is going to die. We can read it in Esther chapter 7, verse 3. It says, Esther said to the king, If I have found favor with the king, and if it pleases the king, I like this. If I have found favor with the king, king, hey, I submit to you. I respect you. If it pleases to you. See, we have to face the king if we want to see a change with humility and respect. Full surrender to his will. But as well with knowing who we are and what kind of responsibility we have. That's like at one side you are humbling yourself and you say, hey, I submit to you, I give my life to you. But on the other hand, this is what she said. I ask that my life and the life of my people will be spared. Imagine this. Like she probably used different type of voice for first sentence, part of the sentence, and then a little bit stronger voice for the second sentence. And this is the third thing, the result she got from the king. I read the book of Esther many times, but I didn't see this one thing only when I read that recently. And it really touched me and stopped me. When she invited the first time the king and Haman to the party, she said she has a wish and a request. In Esther chapter 5, verse 7, it says, Esther made it very clear, this is my request and deepest wish. But the second time when the king came and she invited them again, because, you know, sometimes you have to do party twice because more food, more favor. Just kidding. Just a tip for the guys, you know, the boys love it. But the second time she came and she said in chapter 7, verse 3, if I have found favor with you, your majesty, and if it pleases you, and again, she humbled herself, she communicated that she's giving her life to his hands. She says, grant me my life, spare me, save me. That's my petition, or other words, that's my wish. And spare my people, that's my request. See, there is difference between wish and request. There is big, big, big difference between wish and request. See, when we wish from someone something, we leave the decision on the person we say it to. Okay, you say, I wish this. But you say it, okay, it's out there. Hopefully it makes something, but it's just a wish. Her life, she made as a wish. She was ready to die. But when you request something, that's a whole different story. See, request requires determination. If I should die, I want to die for something. If I should die, I want to die for something big. You know, and I want to tell you, if you like it or not, we are all dying. When we make decision for something, it has a price. And usually the price means that we have to die to something. When we are making decisions, we are paying price for that decision. If we are not making decision, we are as well paying price. We are as well going to pay price for not stepping up or stepping into situations. And that many times requires that we have to die to something. But you know, she could die literally. She could die. She had to die to her future desires. Imagine young, beautiful woman. I'm sure she wanted to maybe be mother. Maybe she was still dreaming about her future. Maybe she was dreaming about another vacation. Maybe she was dreaming about having more disciples in the court, about, you know, just being a good queen. Maybe she had another project she was dreaming about. But now she had to lay down all her plans, everything, when she was coming before the king, because she knew she could die. But she was willing to do it for the good cause. And there was a determination. For what are we ready to die for? Because dying is a big process. Big breakthroughs are on the other side of obedience. Big fasting is on the other side of feast. Big feasting is on the other side of fasting. If you want to feast, fast. I really believe that this sentence, this whole message, this whole theme, from fasting to feasting, is amazing. And I really want to encourage us that big feasting is on the other side of fasting. Big dreams require big changes. And praying and fasting are very powerful tools, and we need to use them more often than just once in a year. They change us. They change our families, and they can change our nations. Prayer and fasting. Can we just stand up and go before the King with this attitude? Can we just stand up and just recognize Him and just humble ourselves before Him like Esther did? If it pleases You, Lord. If it pleases You, Lord. I give My life into Your hands. If it pleases You, Lord, we recognize You. I recognize You. I humble myself. I can't do it by myself. I can't do it by myself. I need You, Lord. I need You, Lord. I need Your grace. I need Your power. I humble myself. I need favor. I give my life to You. That's my wish. You have my life, Lord. I know You are good. I just give my life to You. That's my wish. I can die. It's okay. But as for my family and as for my nation, I'm asking for a breakthrough. I'm asking for a breakthrough. And by fasting and praying, we can get this determination. By asking and praying, by fasting and praying, we can come before the Lord and ask for a breakthrough. And you know, today on the way here, maybe some of you know that my brother, my oldest brother, is battling cancer 4-stage. And by doctors, we found out just before Christmas, healthy man, from one day to another day, we found out that he is dying by the side of the doctors and that there is no chance. But he loves the Lord. The Lord touches him. He has amazing encounters with the Jesus, and we pray and believe for healing. But you know, there are moments like today when he called me as we were driving here, And he was just crying because the pain he has right now is unbearable. It's too big. And you know, not every day he's like that, but again today he's like that. And when you hear your brother crying because he's in pain, and this is our 21-day prayer and fast, I'm telling you, I want a breakthrough. I want breakthrough. I need miracles. I want to see miracles. I humble. I give my life before the Lord. I will serve Him. I will love Him no matter what. But while He is living, I am asking for a breakthrough for my family. I am asking for healing for my brother. And maybe you have your situation. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's financial situation. Or maybe it's your family. Maybe it's the relationships. Maybe it's just no future, no hope. I want to challenge you, pray and fast. Get into the right attitude before the Lord. Come to Him and request. Ask, because that's what prayer and fasting does. We are not just children, we are heirs. We can ask. We can ask for breakthroughs. There is freedom. There is freedom in Him. Do we want it? Do we know how to ask for it? Do we want to pay the price for it? But He has it. He is the good Lord. So let's just position your heart right now before Him. Let's just position your heart. I really believe He wants to revive some dreams. And maybe you are afraid because of so much failure in your life. Maybe you hurt and you don't want to experience the hurt. Maybe you lower your expectations because of too many disappointments. But I want to tell you that our King is a good King. He loves to give. He loves to heal. He loves to do new things. He wants to give future. And He says, I am alive. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you know, He came to give life in fullness, not only to survive, but in fullness. In fullness, this is His plan for you. And I just want to pray that the lies of the devil, that you don't get it, it's not for you. I just pray that it will be broken in the name of Jesus over your life, because that's not the plan of Jesus for your life. The plan of Jesus for your life is to be healed, is to be saved, is to be reconciled, is to have a healing in your families, is to have a future, new dreams, not only for yourself, but for your nations. For your nations, it's not only to be good and to be happy, but it's about changing the nations, changing the families, seeing people saved, seeing people set free. It's our responsibility. Can we enter before the King after praying and fasting with new level of authority, with new determination? With knowing that our King is good King. Come, Jesus, come. I just pray You will revive new things, new dreams. Come, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. I believe when you position your heart in the right way, when you humble yourself, He's going to heal your heart. He's going to heal your dreams. He is going to birth something new in you. It's almost like I really feel like in some of you, He is going to birth a new stream of life, because you've been like a dry desert. You've been like a dry land, broken, desperate, and nothing was fulfilling your life. And maybe you are here and you say to yourself, I am not even a child of God. How can I come before and ask? I'm not even a child of God. I want to tell you that tonight is a night when you can become a child of God. You can come to Jesus. You can be reconciled. You can be washed. And all the heaviness, all the burdens of your sin, your decisions on your shoulders can be taken away. Can be taken away. When you come to Him and when you recognize that He is the only one who can save you, when you say, Jesus, I need You, when you recognize that He is the Savior who came to this earth, who died on the cross, but as well rose from the death to bring victory and salvation to us. And I just want to pray right now. I want to ask all of us to close our eyes. If you are on this place and you know that you don't have your position before God, you don't know that you are a child of God, you are not sure, this is the time when you can say yes to Jesus. You can just raise your hand and Jesus can come to your life. Maybe you want to come back or you want to meet him first time. This is the time he wants to come to your life. We had quite a few decisions on the first morning, first service. And I love when people say yes to Jesus. So can we say all yes to Jesus? Can we pray this prayer? Jesus, I open my heart for you. Can we pray all together out? I open my heart for you. Come to my heart. Cleanse me. Forgive me my sins. Take away all the heaviness from my shoulders. I want to confess that I believe in you. That you are the Savior. You are the Son of God. And I accept you into my heart as my Savior and my Lord. Amen. 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 This is always the best decision in our life. This is always the best decision in our life. Well, we will now have the last song. And I just pray, if you receive the Lord, we just want to tell you that we are here. We want to pray for you. We would love to connect with you. If you need a prayer, there will be a team here who would pray for you, for your situation. So please don't go without prayer. And let's just praise God and thank him for the favor. Thank him for the entrance. Thank him for the courage and for his presence. Amen. Amen.